On both sides, we're going to talk a little bit about the parsha for Negoim. Rav Shach Zatzal always used to say over that the parsha, for some reason, in when it presents Negoim, goes out of the Seder, out of the order that it actually happened. If you look in the Rambam says that first the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Makeh Beisoy. First you get a neg on your house. Then you don't do tshuva, it gets closer to you. Then you get a neg on your body, on your beged. It gets closer to your body. And then the person himself. But Lamais, if you look at the Psukim, it's Mamish Moshe Kepoya. It starts with Nigei, starts with Nigei Odom. Odom Kiyah Bo'o Besorah. Shach always was Oymen on that Nakuda. And he always said the same vault. I heard it from him several times. He said that the avoid of a person is to get the message. That when it's on the bias, you should know it's Bo'o Besorah. The Torah starts with Or Basori because the Hagdom at the Parshas Negoim is Kukov Zich. Don't make a mistake to think it's a bias, to think it's a beged. You have to look into yourself. And that's why the Torah starts with the person as Kilu it's Hagdom. So I want to talk a little bit today about the Sherish of Mitzvah and also connect something which always bothered me. In previous years we discussed that by Negoim we find an interesting thing, which we don't really find in other tumas. We find such a thing as a Metzorah Muzgar and a Metzorah Mukhlet. We don't really find such a thing by other tumas. We find Amol, you could have a Mechusa Kippurim, you could have a Zov Gedoyla, a Zov Ketane, but if, I'm sure the Olam remembers from Megillah, it's not a difference really in the Hilchas Tumah itself. Whether you need a Kom. The tumah itself is measured the same way. By muzgar and mukhlat, there are dinim that are different. Priya, frime, there's actually different halachas from a mitzvah muzgar, from a mitzvah mukhlat. So you have to know why that is. So we discussed in the past that the marsha, meiridik and marsha, there's a marsha that seems to learn, we know mitzvah is choshev kemes. Part of the halachas of mitzvah actually represent avelos. It's also you don't find by other tumas such a thing. By other tumas you don't find inyan of mace. By mitzvah you find mace. Right? Begodav yeifumim, roishe yeifogua. Your mamish simonim of avelos. What you have after misa. So we know that negoim comes for loshen hara. But the Gemara brings down a bunch of inyonim. Negoim kam, gasas ruach, tzoros ayin, other things, not just Lashon Hara. The Marsha, in Meseches Erech, in his Machadash, a Chiddush Gadol, he says that a Mitzvah Mukhlat comes only from Lashon Hara. Interesting. Mitzvah Muzgar comes from the other inyonim. In other words, the difference between a Muzgar and a Mukhlat is why the Negah came. It's a different reason. So I always was medayik from this marsha that for some reason the mitzvah doyma lemeis is dafka by Lashon Hara. And that's why by mitzvah mukhlet he has the simoni avelus. His hair, his clothing has to be ripped. Mashenki, the mitzvah muzger, doesn't have that darga. Why is that? What's the... I also wanted to be Makasha. This year I got a new Einfall when I was being Mavis Sedler this year. I was Makabal recently, that when I'm Mavis Sedler, I should Epsachidish that I didn't have the last time when I was being Mavis Sedler. So this time I was Mishadish to me, the Kesher between Gassus Ruach and Mitzvah. Chazal say Mitzvah is Gassus Ruach. Gassus Ruach. What's the connection between Gassus Ruach? So it was Nisar to me, Apshat in them. Gehen ein bisschen weiter. We know that the Taharas HaMetzorah, which is found in Parshas Metzorah, is Al Yidei Shtei Tzipoirim. So Amod Nezach, Chazal tell us, why does he bring birds? So Chazal say, because the Chet of the Metzorah comes because of Tzivtzuf, because of Pitput Vorm, from talking, and the birds, always the birds, the Yenta. Mamel, that's the Kapora. First of all, the Chayit should be Moshe Kapoya. He should bring a Korban from a behemoth or Shvaikt. Should bring a Korban from a behemoth that doesn't talk. Pashtus. Shabbat, brings a behemoth that... I stick lapel. I once saw in the clay paws, b'shem the clay yoko, that he says that that's why you shecht the bird. It's kilu, you take that mitzavtef and you shecht it. But then he himself is moira. So then why do you send the tzipor achaya? Why do you send the tzipor achaya out? You should shecht both. You shecht one. First of all, normally when you bring a kapora, we say, ain't got tega nasa sanyega. You go fakel. Right? You stay away from the big days off. You stay away from a keren shalegel. Yeah? You stay away from that thing that did the chet or something that symbolizes the chet. And here you bring dafka dem in. But noisef al zeh, you take the tzipor achaya and you send it al pnei asod. You send al pnei asod. Which is a whole complicated thing in halacha. Mestamad Olam remembers from Kiddushin in Zion. It's a whole shaila. What happened with that tzipor achaya? How are you allowed to send it out? The Gemara says, al kochach to mishulachas is muteres bahanoe. Lo yomar teres shlach letakola. The Shara Melech talks about it. Maybe it's Batel Beroiv, Eme Vatlan Nesil Katchila. It's a whole Lomdish Yisugia. Why do you take the Tzipor HaChai and you send it out? The Ben Ishchai has an interesting pshat that the Ben Ishchai says, somebody came to him for Kapora, famous Ben Ishchai. Somebody came to him, it was a Baal Lashon Hara. He came to do tshuva. Came to the Ben Ishchai. So what should I do? So the Ben Ishchai told him, famous story, told him, take a bag of feathers and go the whole Baghdad. I want you to throw the feathers out. Okay, the Ben Ishchai zogt. He ran up and down every street, throwing the feathers into the streets. Comes back to Ben Ishchai says, okay, now go and collect it. Collect the feathers. Rabbeinu, that's shayach, how can I collect the feathers? Zogt dosel Lashon Hara. You want to tshuva Lashon Hara? Now you have to collect all the feathers, all the hezekim that you created from your Lashon Hara, you have to collect it. You have to mesaken. Could be some of you remember, I said, that's pshat in Yena Roichel. Shohi mechazah b'ayoros, amod n'maisa. He went around in the cities, peddling the Chofetz Chaim, mi yishu Chofetz Chaim. Vyanai was so misspoiled from this peddler. This is found in Sugis HaShas and Avodah Zorah, with a different nusach. It's found in Medrash Rabbah, it's found in Yalkut Shemoni. It's a famous maisa. And Rav Yalai was so misspoiled from this peddler. The peddler said, "Man boy, Sama the Chaya, who wants to buy a potion of life?" Everybody ran to him. You know how people are with health. Everybody ran. They thought he's going to some kind of vitamin. He took out a sefer tefillin. Rav Yalai said, "Kol yomai o yisi mitzdayer. I never knew what's pshat in this pasuk in tefillin. Ad shebo roichel zeh. Till this peddler came. Apeladik a medrash. Rav Yalai didn't know pshat in pasuk." If you had a choice to buy a Sefer Tehillim with the Pirush of Reichel, or you had a choice to buy a Tehillim with Pirush of Yanai, which one would you buy? I would suggest if you buy with the Pirush of Reichel, you'd be a typish Gadol. Because if Yanai had better Pshatim in Tehillim than this Reichel. Ad Shebo Reichel Zeh. Also, we don't find that the Reichel said anything. He just took out the Sefer Tehillim and showed him the Pasuk. So I want to say B'derech Efshar. Rav Tzadok HaKohen already says, part one, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, Ahu Reichel does a given a Baal Lashon Hara. But he has a different mahalach, Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok Taka learns that the Reichel explained the depravity of Lashon Hara. And he says, what's pshat? Rav Tzadok says, just like we know every mitzvah has a tam, Torah has a tam, right? So Who could share with you the Geshmakheit of Torah? Who could share with you the Geshmakheit of Torah? Rav Shach was able to share the Geshmakheit of Torah. Because he lived Torah. I'm still today, my Geshmakheit in learning is when I think about my last visit with Rav Shach. With my father's Ola Gesund Zayn. Rav Shach was then, I don't know, whatever, 105, 108, or whatever, old. L'chol ha-girsois. His pants were already here. When I used to hear shit from an Eretz Yisrael, it was here. It was already up to here, his pants. His whole body was... He was barely able to breathe. I'm not Magazin. He was sitting there. I got in with Rachmonis. I got in there through his Einikol, through grace of Rachmonis, Chaim Pass. Mamish squeezed me in there. Rav Bergman's Adam, he got me in there like, it was impossible to get into Rav Shachten. I said, I want to go in, I'll ask my father. My father was never zeichet to go into Rav Shach. So he heard from me always, Rav Shach, he wanted to go into Rav Shach. So I said, I want my father going to Rav Shach. It's benafshi that my father should go into Rav Shach. So we got in, we mamish squeezed our way in, and Rav Shach was there, I have to tell you, I was taken aback. He's so shvach. This was like maybe a year and a half before the Petira or something. And he was breathing, like, it sounded like he needs a respirator. But he had a gemara open in front of him. He's schwitzing. And he looks at me, he goes, Shver, Shver Basugi. So I, Yaldo Soyabi, I figured he's learning something, Echves, I like the Sugi, he could barely breathe. He went, Mama, she, were you in by him in the Kemat, the breathing was, you remember how he breathed? Kemat, the breathing was schwer. I look, he was learning Toisvis, Nuntes, Psochim, Yeuchar Dover, one of the schwerest Kachim Toisvis. He's schwitzing. That was his life. That was his life. So, Mamas, that was the last time I saw Rav Shach. The first time I saw Rav Shach, he was a young man. He was only about 97, well, 96, when I went to Yeshiva from him. That was the first time I saw Rav Shach. So then his pants were over here still. Also, come on. He walked, Mamish, this is the way he walked to the thing to give shir. He started giving shir. He was giving shir on Shtoros above Metzia. Within 3 minutes, he looked 30 years younger. His whole body. So, Chilosei Kiseifai, I saw the same picture. So Rav Shach, Kulei Yom Kavod, the Geshmak I didn't learning. Er Fashtanen, what a Geshmak I didn't learning is. He understood it. So Rav Tzadik says the same thing by a chet. Only somebody that experienced the chet could tell you how bad it is. Could explain to you, tamu ru'u, how bad it is. Ani agever roni, I know how bad it is. So he says, the Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, he says that Rav Yana nit kivenken ba loshen hora. If you want to know how bad loshen hora is, don't go to Mr. Radinsky. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what Lashon Hara is. You understand? I could give you other people to go to, but it's a weird Lashon Hara. But I have a list of people I could tell you to go to. Say, Vesin Yeh. Zoktiv Tzadik, Ahu Reuchel, Yena Reuchel, he was Taka Loiselich Rachel, and he was able to explain to Rav Yanai the destruction, how bad Lashon Hara is. Azay Zokt, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen. But I was Nesora to me always a different pshat. That Reuchel knew he Taka spoke Lashon Hara, and he knew that the only way for him to fix his damage, he has to become a peddler of Toiv. He knew the destruction of Lashon Hara is so bad that the only way for me to Baal Tshuva, I have to become peddler of good things. And he went around peddling Shmir's HaLoshon. Rav Yanai from him saw how much to be Mesak in Lashon Hara, Vivaitis Gate. Bakish Sholem very failure. That's the only way to fix it. The only way to fix it. It's not enough to do tshuva. Nitzor l'shayin chomeiro. It has to be mamish. Bakish Sholem very failure. So according to the Ben Ishchai, the Tzipor HaChaya represents the fact that you have to do a tikkun still. You still have to go out to the Sodeh. You can't just fix this chet by bringing a bird to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to fix it by going out and fixing the damage that you created. But I want to tell you a different pshat. Rav Nosson Vachvogel zeich tzadik lavrocha. I was zeich to hear shmuzim from Nosson Vachvogel. It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand Rav Nosson, but if you listen close, you could hear. So Nosson Vachvogel, his last trip to Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit Rav Shalom Shvadron. He went to visit Rav Shalom Shvadron. Rav Shalom Shvadron was nifta like maybe 2 years before Rav Nosson. I think Rav Nosson was nifta Tav Shin Nun Tes, and Rav Shalom was nifta Tav Shin Nun Zayin, maybe 2 years apart. And Rav Shalom was very shvach. It was very hard to get into Rav Shalom then also. But Rav Shalom heard that Rav Nosson Vachvogel is there, came to visit. Vayischazik Rav Shalom vayeshiv al amita. He said they should bring him in. So Rav Nosson came in. Rav Shalom was then too schwach to speak. So Rav Nosson told him, I'm going to tell you over the shmooze you said in Lakewood, mit the niggin. I'm going to say it over with the niggin the way you sang it. And he told him over, what was Rav Shalom's shmooze? Rav Shalom said over the Igeres HaGro. The Igeres HaGro writes about Lashon Hara, famous Igeres HaGro, that the way to be zoichet olam haba is to watch your pair resen piv. And the goyin, and the Vilna Goyin says, zehu kol ha-tshuva. That's tshuva. Tshuva is controlling your mouth. That is tshuva. And you know what the goyin says? And like I tell you, who knows better than the goyin? Vizeh godol mikol ha-toyrah kula. Could you imagine the goyin? If I tell you it's one of Kol HaTorah Kula, you can tell me, what do you know about Kol HaTorah Kula? You'd be 100% right. Or, but the Goyen is given Kol HaTorah Kula. The Goyen was a shtick Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Goyen said that protecting your mouth is more than Kol HaTorah Kula. Can you imagine Hazar Goyen? So, Rav Nosson Vachvogel said that Rav Shalom Shvadron asked the Kasha from Abchaskel Sarna. He said, what's tshuva? Why is it called tshuva? Tell me, it's a mile. Store a Rambam, and the Rambam says, Zuchus tshuva. Charoto, aziv sachet, kabbalah losid. It's not found that Shmiras HaLoshen is tshuva. But the Vilna Gaon says, Shmiras HaLoshen, that is tshuva. That's tshuva. He's not talking about tshuva from Lashon Hara. Tshuva, period. The musik of tshuva, says the Vilna Goyen, is res and pif. So first of all, so Rav Shalom asked his kashman. So Rav Shalom was moisif, he said. And if the Goyen says it, like I'm telling you, if the Goyen says this morning called Turkle, the Goyen knew what he was talking about. Rav Shalom always added a maisa. So Rav Shalom said that in Petterburg, there was a chosh of a yid by the name of Avrom Ginsberg. Zechitzadik lebroch, a chosh of a yid. He was a Gevir Muflug. He was a Talmud Chochem Gadol. I think he was from the Mishpach of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but he was a Gevir Gadol. And he had a klal that he always bought Psicha of Kol Nidre for top money. Rav Shalom Shvadron said top money. Nobody was able to outbid him. One year there was an Amoritz in town who was also a tremendous Gevir. This Amoritz decided he's going to outbid Avrom Ginsberg. He's going to outbid him. Zokrav Shalom Shadron, he came for Kol Nidre, and the bidding war went on, and he went so high that Avrom finally said, Shem, Yiloch HaShaloch. That year he didn't have psich. This guy was such an amoritz that he didn't know what to do. He got it, Zocholoi. So the Gabbai goes, okay, Mechubit. So this guy looks at his Mishamish, this Gevir had a Mishamish. He looks and he goes, now what do I do? So the Mishamish Nebuch had to walk him up the steps and show him, Psichas HaHechel, take out the Sefer Torah. He didn't know what to do. Zokrav Shalom Shadron, so on the way back from Shul, his Shamish turned to me and he said, Chvashtenish, you didn't know how to do it. Why did you spend so much money? He says, you're right, I didn't know what Psicha for Kol Nidre is. But I know, if Ginsberg buys it, it's worth a lot of money. He's a businessman. I'm going to outbid him this year. So Rav Shalom Shadron said, Oib de goyin zog, zehu kol ha-terukula. Ich weiß it. It's kol ha-terukula. He knows. By me, I'm like that. I'm always a place. The Goyim says that was a Shalom Shargon. And Nosson Vachvegel told him what he said, what Rav Shalom said to explain the Vilna Goyim. And I want to share with you that Yisoid. And I think that that gives us a Gedank, an understanding of this, of what's Vastutzachto. The emes is that one of the biggest koiches a person has is his koich hapeh. It's not just one of the biggest koiches. A person who's a cheresh, even if he's a shemeya, if he's in a medaber, he's a choshev kemes. The Targum says that when Hashem created a human being, vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, He gave us a ruach memalolo. He gave us the koyach to speak. Speech is the essence of a human being. I have a choshev of our boss. I'm very close to. He had an event, massive stroke, whatever it was, doesn't matter. The first things that they were waiting for, he should start talking. As soon as he started talking, oh! His name is Beryl. Beryl is back. He's talking. Does the kizeh kol adam, the koyach hapeh. In Ruchnius, the koyach hapeh is huge. The Gemara says that, says in the pasuk tomi tomi yikra. The Gemara says in Shabbos, why does it mean tomi tomi yikra? The Mitzayra calls out to people that he's tomi. Moedi atzari l'rabim kidei sheyivakshu olav rachamim. He calls out, and Mitzvah calls out, Tomei, Tomei. So people should be Mevakesh Rachmim on him. And from here we learn out that a person has a Tzora, Yodi Atzari L'Rabim, Sheivakshu Olav Rachmim. So Lamai said, obvious kash is, so if this is a general din, like Rav Prachya says, like that Ein Chovash Matar Atzmei Mibbeis Asurim, that you need other people to daven for you. Why was the term Megala this Dafke over here by Mitzar? The answer L'chor is Poshet. That a Mitzayra, he was Poigim as Koyach HaPeh. So not only is Ein Chovash Matar Atzmei Mibbeis Asurim, so you need other people, he doesn't have a Koyach HaPeh. His mouth became a Balmum. The Chofetz Chaim says, that's when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Och enoida adover, in Mitzrayim, now that I see that there's Dlutria, now that I see that there's Lashon Hora, Och enoida adover, Zok to Chofetz Chaim, what, Och enoida adover, just for that? He says, yeah, now I understand why the Tfilis warm Miskabel. Now I understand why the Tfilis warm Miskabel. The Chofetz Chaim says more than that, he says that, when a person does a chet, Chazal tells us a malach is created, a makatrig. Chofetz Chaim says, and Chofetz Chaim knew, we don't understand these things, he knew it. He said when a person does a chet, let's say he eats chelev, chas v'shalom, he's nichshel in chelev. So there's a malach created that's the chelev malach. It's a makatrig. He says that malach doesn't talk. That malach is a chelev malach. The fact that the malach is there, that's a kitrug on you. The fact that in the Bezen Shomala, there's a malach in the audience, that's a malach you created with your chet, that's a kitrug. Zok to Chofetz Chaim. There's only one malach that talks. The malach from Lashon Hara. This is the cheftze from the malach. You spoke Lashon Hara, you create a malach from a kitrug. The malach talks. Yeah? The malach talks. And Memela, the malach talks, Nishdova Satan. Zokt the Chofetz Chaim. That's why, by the Nechash and Nechoshes, all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Nechash and Nechoshes. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Choftes, everybody had to look up, and they were Mahara B'tshuva. Why couldn't Moshe daven? By the Chet Egel, Moshe davened. He didn't put an eagle on a stick. Moshe davened. Zokt der Chofetz Chaim, Moshe couldn't daven for them. Kol zman they were poigim their peh. There was the malach, as he's davening, the malach is being makatrik on them. Since by the nachash and the choshes, the chet was al shenhara, he had to get the malach al shvagin. The malach should shut up so he could daven for them. You understand? The malach was obstructing Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Unbelievable. That's the peh. Zokter of Shalom Shvadron, what does the goyim mean? The goyim means that you can't begin to do tshuva until tshuva d'chvidui, k'chui mochem dvorim. Until you're misakin your peh can't work. Can't work for ruchnis either. Your peh can't work for ruchnis either. Your Torah hot nish kishavias. The divrei Torah apgumim. Because you could learn and learn and learn, but if your mouth is contaminated, how can you be mekayim that divrei Torah lo yamusha mipicha? Your words are contaminated. You can't do tshuva because your vidui is contaminated. Your learning is contaminated. Everything is contaminated. When dos main to goyin that this is yoisa mikol ha-tera kulo. If you're not merasin, piv host to garnish. That was Avshalom Shadron's pshat in the goyin. And that's what Rav Nosson told him over. And Rav Shalom, with his little b'koichas he had, he said, hechisani, that you said over my vort. You gave me chiz. That was the vort that Rav Shalom Shadron. But I want to tell you like this. I think that unless you use your peh for gute Sachen, it's taka not shayach. I think the reason why a person has such a taiva to talk Lashon Hara, my Yisrael Lebala Lashon, is because that's what we are. We're Ruach Memalala. The Eibishter created us with mamish. That's our whole she'if, our peh. And therefore, the peh has to be used. If a person, the biggest yetzara you have, to use your peh, because that's your maile, that's hoster, your communication, that's your essence. Imagine a day where you can't talk. I used to have, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Elyon, I haven't had it maybe in 20 years, I used to have, my voice was, I still spoke. But if you listen to the old shiurim, you'll hear, voice. Baruch Hashem, Kemat don't have that anymore. But it was such tzar when I wanted to say a svog and I was able to say it, Baruch Hashem, but I had to belch it out. It's painful. If you had a day that you weren't able to talk, you'd be ois mensch. You'd be depressed. The only eitzah for Lashon Hara is not to shut up. It's to nusen de peh for Torah Avodah. To use your mouth positive. Memela shechting the tzipar alone is not an eitzah. The only eitzah, the only kapora for Lashon Hara is that now you have create a tzipar achaya that could be mefatfeit betoiv. V'shilach es achaya apnei asodeh. That's the only way your Lashon Hara is going to be fixed. If you're going to walk away from the goyim and think, okay, from now on, v'lech shvaygen. Not going to happen. The eitzah is that the peh has to become a tzipar achaya. V'shilach al pnei asodeh. And if you don't do that, then you weren't misak in the chet. You weren't misak in the chet. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Eirchin, im Talmud Chochem hu ein yitzorach. The Gemara says, Talmud Chochem, he has protection from Lashon Hara. I'm sure the Olam remembers, some of you, that we used to Akash Apella, the Gemara there in Erechim says, that the Nechash and the Choshes was a Pesashtikol HaBezrayu David Ezor. They started worshipping in the Shtikol. And the Gemara says that till Chizkio HaMelech came, they didn't destroy it. Chizkio HaMelech came, V'chitei Shnechash and the Choshes, V'hoidu Lo Yichachom. The Gemara says, Efshebo Asav Yoshofot. Asav Yoshofot came and they destroyed all Avodah Zarah in the world. Nechash and Nechoshes, they didn't destroy. The Gemara just says, Mokom Inichuli. Mokom Inichuli. Frekta Maral. Beer Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? How are they allowed to leave it? So one of the Mahalchim is, it wasn't Mamish Avodah Zarah. It's given it, says, you know, I don't want to sound like a Litvak Achsidi Shemaise. It wasn't Mamish Avodah Zarah. You know, they made it into more than it was. But we know that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Kol Zman Sheyisrael Mistaklim on the Nechash and Nechoshes, so you Maharim B'tshuva. On what? On Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Erechin that Lashon Hara is Magdil Avoinis Yoiser than Gilarayish Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah. Memeila Asan Yoishofot held that since it wasn't Mamish Avodah Zarah, Elamai Sishmek Nisht, but as long as it's fixing Lashon Hara, Hopman Gilabin Shevat As. They were afraid to take it away. They were afraid to take it away. Oh, but the Gemara zogt, Chizkiyahu HaMelech lo yehoyah tinik v'tinoikis midon v'ad Be'er Sheva, that didn't know tumah v'tahara. Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda brought back Torah liyayishna. The Gemara says, im Talmud Chacham u'in yitzorech. Talmud Chacham is, Torah is the best protection. Memele, once Chizkiyahu HaMelech brought back Torah, he was able to get rid of the Nechash HaNechash. He was able to get rid of that snake. And the lomdus behind that is because when the pear is used for Torah, that's the best Eitzah. If you could talk over our Rashba with a Reb Kivega, what do you need to talk Yenta Shemaises? What do you need to talk Yenta Shemaises? Hostuch them. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, the guys that used to koch politics. Nishka Halton Leonin? Our guys, Halton Leonin was Hotam at Dizach. Sometimes you have a Balkishman, but it's Haltnish and Leonin. A guy who's really holding and learning. What's you have a choice. You could talk about the Rashba of Kivega or some political mice. What's the time? Stam is it? On a Geschmackite level, it's nothing. Guy goes into the pizza shop and he orders olives? What are you, an idiot? Meshuggah? You order pizza, falafel, soft ice cream. Olives? What are you, an idiot? When you talk about the Yenta Shemaises. In Talmud Chacham, when it's Arach. So that, I think, is the lekach here, is that we have to, the way to fix Lashon Hara is to be mashlim ourselves in the Koyach HaToiv of Dibur. The Tzipor HaChaya. That is the real fixing. And I think that it boils down to gaiva. What's the gaiva? The emes is that Torah, it's mamish parallel. It's not just when you use your mouth for Torah and Avodah, you lose your taiva for Lashon Hara. Torah doch achibur with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Torah is a connection to Hashem. Torah and Avodah is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emes is that the taiva to talk Lashon Hara, where did the taiva and Lashon Hara come from? Taiva and Lashon Hara kumt, because you, yenish tertir, you hold that person is somehow interfering with you. Whatever way, financially, COVID, whatever reason. How much somebody else, don't look at it as they're interfering with you. Adarabe. You're very happy to only talk positive. Very happy. Ain't no the mekane b'bnoi. Person doesn't want to talk Lashon Hara about b'bnoi either. Lashon Hara comes when you feel that other person in some way is mocked in you. And that you look in every Lashon Hara, you'll see that. They're mocked in you in COVID. They're mocked in you in money. There's something about that person is being mocked in you. Makes you smaller. Something about that person. How much a person is fully misbattled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't see anybody as a shter. Yenis nishkin shter. How much you look at yourself, whatever you have in life, money, koiches, kishrin, whatever you have, is from kutcha brichu. down to the Chut Asara? Nobody stares you. Kein kum da'arein elem. Is every Lashon Hara, if you go to the Sheirish Sheirish, you do a Gval Lev. There's a Gval Lev. How much you fully misbattled HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ostenish Kentayva Lashon Hara? How much you realize everything you have and don't have is regulated fully by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have a taiva to put down somebody else. Putting down somebody else is only how much you're being machshiv the other person. How much you see that person as an obstacle to you. It's in that measure that you have a taiva Lashon Hara. Is memele a tamul chacham, a person's an oivet Hashem, he's misbattled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hot the bechlal nit kin yetzor ha'afadim. It diminishes everything. And that could be the kesher between gaiva and Lashon Hara. Those are the shaykhs. Because if somebody had no gaiva, if somebody is cold, totally misbattled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole taiva of Lashon Hara goes away. The whole taiva of Lashon Hara goes away. Every Lashon Hara, you go into every Lashon Hara, there's something about that person that you feel is stirring your life. Deep down, psychologically, something about that person is stirring your life. If you look at everything in your life, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yena is garnished. You're a puppet. Yena is mamish garnished. And it's Leimayla v'Leimayrit. I think that's the Yesedat for. Hagut Shabbos. She was able to...